Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
This might be something that's happened to you in your life at any given point, but have you ever had a noise outside your house at night and you're like, what are you?
Yep.
And why can't I figure it out?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been having this since I moved into our new rental a couple of months ago. Once a week, I swear on all that I have and all that I am that there is a cat outside of our window.
There could be.
Meow, 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 meow. And it'll hiss and it'll, like, we've got some succulents near the bedroom windows and it'll just, like, bat them around. And I initially raced out the front because I was like, I want to see this kitty. And then never seen a cat. And then I got to a point where I was like, oh, creep.
Right.
Slowly.
You can't out-creep a cat.
Open the door. Like, don't snip in the door. Oh, it's going to be gone.
Yeah.
My wife thinks I'm going crazy. She says, I don't hear a cat outside. And for months, I thought I've been losing my mind. Because, I don't know, maybe in some relationships, there is the one person that go, I can hear something outside.
Yeah.
It's nothing. There's nothing there. And where I live in Armstrong Creek, a lot of cats, mm-hmm. from what I understand, and cats have curfews, but I understand cats don't, they're not like, oh. So
not everyone adheres to the curfews.
Yeah, they don't look at the council regulation and they go, well, geez, I better go home. This morning, I was proven to be not insane.
There actually is a cat.
But I figured out this cat's systems. But my wife still doesn't believe me and thinks I'm crazy.
It's taken you 6 months to outsmart a cat. Please, tell me more.
So what happens, and what I figured out is, this cat just disappears into thin air. Like, where's this cat? This morning, I was taking my son for a walk. What do I see? A cat bobbing its head out of the drain gutter.
What?
And then it came out, saw me, and ran straight back in, down the drain, into the gutter, into the underground drain. And then, because I was like, we're on here, boys. So I start running with the pram, because there's up there, it saw what direction it was going underneath. And then I'm running, and then I hear the bell again, the next drain 25 meters down the road. It's in the sewers, Jess. I'm not crazy. There's a gutter kitty, and that's how it's getting around. I figured it out.
Did it have a collar?
Yeah, it does. But it's in the gutters. It's like the Ninja Turtles. It's like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, my God.
And I knew it. And everyone called me nuts. Everyone said I was losing it.
No, you seem very well put together right now.
It's been in the sewers this whole time,
It's been in the sewers.
It's been in the drains, in the gutters. And I've found you, kitty. And now I don't know what to do.
Well, just leave it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I figured it out.
I mean, if you can try and catch it so that make sure that the owners know it's going in the sewers.
I'm looking.
I can't imagine they'd be thrilled if they knew that. Just as a cat owner.
Look, probably a little bit unhinged as a man running a full tilt with a pram looking into the gutters down Warralili Boulevard. I think I helped kept my composure.
Mm.
But now I'm convinced that there is a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle system going on underneath and, like, there's going to be a rat in
teenage
a robe.
Teenage Mutant Ninja cats.
Yep. There it is. But there's only one of them. And it seems to just be wanting to mess with us and not solving crimes. So I was right all along. Just wanted to get that off my chest. You know, that classic thing might have happened to you as well.
Sure. Yeah, no, all the time.
Yeah.
Is everything okay?
I'm not well.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, I know you usually like to scour the Reddits for things to talk about on the show.
I'm pretty controversial.
Do you know how to explain what Reddit is just yet? Here we go.
From my base understanding, someone will post a thought.
Sure.
And then you can comment to that thought and that will create a thread.
Yes.
I don't know why it's not called Threadit.
Because that's and way
then,
worse.
And then, like, people can say this is good, this is bad, and then it's kind of like Facebook, it'll just pop up in a feed. It's so confusing, but I'm starting to figure it out.
I found one of those Threadits today, Tim.
Great. Maybe we should start our own website.
What behaviours would you consider un-Australian?
Oh.
Please feel free to get involved on 52232955 if you have something that you think is definitely un-Australian. I've got a list of them here, and I want you to tell me, Tim, yes or no, do you agree? Are these un-Australian?
Okay.
Not giving the wave when driving and someone has let you in front of them.
Yeah. If you don't do that, I hate you. Like, it's so easy to just... Chuck a hand up. Chuck two hands up. Well, not at the same time.
My husband gets like really aggressive about it. He's like, didn't give us a wave.
Yeah.
What is that guy?
Yeah. Run him off the road.
Okay, so that one's un-Australian.
Absolutely.
Okay. Littering. Someone said, hold on to your rubbish until you find a bloody bin.
I get so angry when I see people litter.
Yeah.
Just hold on to it and put it in the bin,
mate. It's really not that hard. We have bins everywhere.
Literally. Look for them.
Taking things too seriously. You know someone's going to call you out for it. Just chill.
I don't know if that one's
un-Australian.
That's a bit 50-50. That's probably not the best attitude to go. I think Australians are definitely more laid back.
Chill out.
But I feel like as well, from what I understand, compared to other countries, Australians are also like hyper, not sensitive, but there's a lot of social justice issues where it's like, you can't do that. You can't do this. You have to do that. I think Australians really lean into that.
Cutting in line.
That's a world thing. Don't do that here, there, anywhere. That's not...
You don't think that's just exclusively un-Australian?
Even when you see, say, like, there's someone ahead of you in the line and then their three friends go, oh, there's Caroline.
Yeah.
And they jump in. No.
See, I think it's un-Australian to just not let them in. Like, you hang out with your mates. Go on.
Yeah, I know. But if those people are also in line for whatever they're going to get, then you've just lost four spots. At what point are you 40 places down the line, Jess? That's un-Australian.
Not putting your trolley back at the shops.
This isn't this is common courtesy and not being the worst. This is, Jess, please tell me that you take your trolley back to the trolley.
Of course I do. I always park right next to the trolley return because I know I'm not going to be bothered to walk it halfway across the car park.
I believe
so. I always sit. Okay. I park right next to the trolley bay. Not bringing a salad or meat to a barbecue if you're invited.
It is definitely something where I wouldn't be upset if I had a barbecue and no one brought anything.
Right.
I'd definitely be like, oh, a bit weird. But, but nothing more than.
So you don't think it's un-Australian to not bring something to a barbecue?
I just think do better, be better. that's coming back to a lot of these.
And calling anything by an American name.
Yeah.
Gas station, elevator, sidewalk.
Elevator? What are they calling? We call them uppy downies.
We call them lifts.
Oh, well, I would say elevator. I would say that's a byword. Elevator, lift. That doesn't seem super American to
Trunk.
Me. Oh, yeah.
Faucet.
Okay. The only one that isn't on that list is refusing to sit in the front seat next to a taxi driver.
Yeah.
That is un-Australian. You're not better than the front of a cab.
Yeah.
Just sit next to them. It's, if anything, it's the best place to sit.
Well, because you can adjust the music.
Well, that's not...
Are you allowed to touch the music if you're in a taxi?
I don't think you should.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
I overheard a conversation today, and I feel like, at least for workplaces where you have a shared kitchen, this could happen. Whether it's like a big open kitchen. We know we have a lot of big corporate businesses in town here in Geelong.
Yeah.
Or like maybe it's just like there's five of you in the office, and it's just like a little kitchenette.
Yeah.
Overheard something. And I want to know what the deal is with this. I want to talk about Tupperware at work. And what are the rules?
Oh, our fridge at this office has been a point of contention for the last 6 months.
It's not even about the fridge, because what I overheard was you realizing that a plate, we had a morning tea at work today for a staff member who's leaving.
Yeah.
There was a plate with biscuits on it. And you went, hang on. That's mine.
I didn't bring the biscuits.
No, you didn't bring the biscuits, but you'd brought the plate in another time and just left it. This is my thing that I bring up with you, because you wash your cutlery and your Tupperware here at work in the work dishwasher.
Yes. And then I forget to collect it.
And that's
every time.
Terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. There is probably a lot of my items in the work kitchen currently.
What I want to know, and it might be different per workplace, but if there is Tupperware that's like, say you brought it in and you've forgotten about it, now it's just in the giant Tupperware cupboard.
Abyss.
That's like anyone can use that, right?
Yeah.
That's just free game.
Well, that's what I said to, I think I even said it to you once. We were in the kitchen and you said, oh, I want to take some of this food home. And I said, oh, have you seen this drawer? And I pulled out the Tupperware drawer.
I'd never seen it.
And I was like, no one's claimed these. Take what you like.
And so, like, could I just keep bringing that to and from work, like, willy-nilly? Like, that's, it's,
I
like,
mean,
it's like a library book
at
almost.
Your own risk.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's.
Because
like
I did notice, I mean, granted, after 8 months, that my plate was being used as a display plate. And I will definitely be taking that home today.
I just don't trust my memory enough to be like, I left my Tupperware in the work.
Maybe you need
dishwasher.
To start putting your name on it like you're at school. Tim B.
Lucky, because there's that other Tim here who keeps stealing all my stuff that I just
well,
leave
there,
Tim
there
on.
There isn't another Tim in the office anymore, so yeah.
I could just keep it as straight up Tim. 5223295 What are the rules with workplace Tupperware? Can you just take it? Can you just like a library book? Can you just go, well, I'll bring it home because then I'll put something in and I'll bring it back to work tomorrow and then
just put it in the drawer and no one will even know.
It's home base. Is work,
yeah.
But I have to bring it home to put my lunch for tomorrow in.
That's so true.
I just need to know the parameters.
No, I think play on, Tim. You definitely go and steal as much Tupperware as you like.
Nick, what do you think? What's the rules here with this, with workplace Tupperware?
Free game. I reckon it's an unspoken system. Bring it, take it, whatever you like. We used to have a lady that I'd wash mine. I do a lot of meal prep, so I'd wash mine, sit it on the sink, let it dry, but within about an hour, it would get put away. So we had this lady that was obsessed with putting everything away. And I'm like, I wanted it to dry so I could take it home. But no, it got put away. So it just went into the abyss. The Tupperware black hole is where it went. And then I just started taking other stuff. I went, hang on, I need a container. I've left one here. This one looks good. Take that. It'll make its way back.
You see, how does where does it stop, Nick?
Yeah,
because we end up losing forks. Like every 3 months, there's an email that goes around that's like, we've replenished the forks. Please bring your forks back.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think, so it stops when you finish working at that workplace. However, I'm pretty sure now I have more Tupperware than when I started. So I'm happy. I'm fine.
Well, if you ever got a promotion, I guess you did. You got paid or a bonus. You're getting paid in Tupperware, which is...
commission. Tupperware commission.
Yeah, that can last a lifetime. All right.
Not the Tupperware I buy.
Well, Nick, appreciate that. So it's fair game, according to Nick from Port Arthur.
Go for it.
I don't hate it. The only thing is... It's similar to what I brought up with you. The idea of washing it and leaving it out to dry, I have a specific bag that I'll bring my rinsed Tupperware back into to have its home wash. It's like...
You wash it here and at home?
No, I just rinse it here, wash, put the lid back on. It's wet. It's a little bit manky when I get home, but then it has its full clean. Like, I'm not using it again till it gets its full clean. Otherwise... it'll end up here for 8 months.
That's fair. I was going to say, just leave it here. But, then you end up with my problem.
The whole reason we're talking about this is because of your problem. Tim and Jess, the podcast. Will from the newsroom. Love it when he comes in here, especially on a Friday. He's always in a fun mood. Good afternoon, Will.
Yeah,
feel good Friday.
Feeling good. And today's going to be a fun version of the game we are about to play.
Oh, I like that.
Well, we shouldn't waste any more time. Metricon gives you freedom to get more of what you want in a brand new home. Tim and Jess. K-Rock.
Have you been paying attention? But on the radio. Let's find out. Will from the newsroom brings us 3 news stories every single weekday. He leaves out some key elements. Tim, it's our job to fill in those blanks.
Before you get into it, remember that really short period of time where you were working in puns to the stories?
Yeah, what happened to the puns?
A lot of gusto, a lot of energy, and then after 2 days you went, there's a lot of work.
Well, that's what happened, yeah. I just couldn't...
It was like, what about that milk? Yeah.
That's exactly it, Jess. Like it's yesterday. So.
It's, no, it just couldn't be maintained.
Yeah,
okay.
It was
too much work. I'll endeavour to bring it back maybe when I can.
I'm excited that there might be. You said if there's going to be a lot of fun, I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll start local. So that's fun. some residents on the Ballerine are a bit unhappy about a move to install spikes on light poles.
Light poles?
Tell me what's happening there.
Are they trying to get rid of birds with spikes?
I'll pay it.
Yeah. Don't get rid of our local birds. That's not very fun.
It's to keep the pelicans away.
Damn pelicans. They're pooping all over the joint.
In Indented Head in particular, they sit on top of the light poles. But it's not the council. It's like a government board that handles the coast to put spikes on there because apparently they destroy the light poles. and it's expensive. So, but the locals are like, we like the Pelicans, so get rid of them.
And the council's like, well, we're not made of light poles. We've got to do something about this.
So, a bit of toing and froing.
Oh, no.
Because we want the Pelicans.
Our Pelican used to kick us off.
Toing and froing is fun.
This has been fun, Will.
Can it get funner?
I think it will.
Footage of a couple in a busy park in New York City's gone viral with calls for the pair to be prosecuted.
Oh, God.
What's happening there?
I mean,
they're not having adult special alone time cuddles, are they?
Jess is on fire.
This is so fun.
Oh, no, getting it on.
All right.
Calm down. Family friendly show.
It's like a video appearing to, they've caught the couple in a busy public park. It sparked a bit of outrage. They've got like a picnic rug over them or something.
Oh, well, notoriously, if you put a picnic rug over you, it's invisible. So,
Well, that's the Harry Potter method.
It's been viewed over 54 million times.
Oh, my God.
They're underneath like a black blanket. And there's like kids playing games around.
Oh, that's terrible.
Not okay.
Yeah. Nah, I'm
less
with,
fun. Less
I'm with,
fun.
With, that is less fun.
Come on. Okay, let's finish it off with a bit of fun, can we?
sticking in the US, Wally Gator, who's... a certified emotional support alligator in Georgia, in the US. He's in the news. What's happened to him?
Was it something about he wasn't allowed on an aeroplane?
No.
Because I've read about the support, emotional support alligator.
If someone was like, oh, let my alligator on the plane, I'd be like, no.
I think you just might have to cry this one out, Susan.
Has Wally Gator left his owner?
Wally Gator? Yeah, you know what? Three from three. He's gone missing.
God, she's good.
He's gone.
That's not ideal.
Wally Gator's gone. He's missing from his outdoor pen, and it's understood that he was found by someone, and then they called like the environment people, the trapper.
Oh.
And they've released him into the wild. So like they don't know where he's gone.
Gary's like, oh well, I guess I won't be going on the train anytime soon.
So Wally Gator's missing. I did a bit of digging on Wally Gator.
Yeah.
He's got like a Facebook page.
Of course he does.
This is
just controversial.
Can I just say, might be not reading the room right. Has this been fun?
This has been so fun.
Really fun.
Does Wally Gator have like, I imagine he has sunglasses?
There's like photos of him with sunglasses.
Of course,
He was a ring bearer at a wedding. He was wearing a vest and the bow tie. He recently was a special guest at a Mardi Gras party in Texas.
Oh my God.
That's epic.
And now he's in the wild.
Yeah, and there's a lot of drama. Like, they think he's been stolen.
Oh.
Yeah. They're not happy with the
Wally Gatorgate
people.
Oh no.
Wally Gatorgate. Yeah.
The other alligators are looking at him in his sparkly vest, being like, come on.
You've gone Hollywood, Wally. We're on to you. All right, Will. If any updates on Wally Gator, you'll be the first to bring it to us.
I'll be taking my ear to the ground.
All right, fantastic. This is Tim and Jess. Now, Jess, this has been something that I've been focusing on for the last couple of weeks. But, I understand how it's got to this point. When we try and champion our mates, you want it to...
Yeah.
You want them to feel that, right? You want to feel celebrated.
I feel very supported by you, Tim.
Right.
I do.
A couple of weeks ago, I surprised you, I thought, with a really great gift. I nominated you in the Geelong Advertiser. I saw that they were taking nominations for Geelong's cutest baby for 2024.
I love that you looked at your, then 8-month-old.
Yeah.
And you went... Nah, I'm going to nominate my friend.
Well, with my entry, I technically not a word of it was a lie. I never claimed you were a baby. I said, yes, you throw a tantrum here and there. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're very loud and you cry sometimes and a lot of people take care of you.
But like she's adorable but and she can get away with it.
She is. And then I think my mistake, looking back now, because we spoke about it on the show, I had two photo files on my computer desktop.
Yeah.
There was photo A and photo B. Photo B is a personal photo use that I like to have of you that I think is very funny. The first photo A, was a photo of you as a baby. Adorable. And it's like, it looks like it's got a filter on, but no, that was just a photo in the 90s. And then unfortunately, photo B, which was like for personal use, just happened to be a photo of you crying and vomiting in a chicken wing eating competition a few years ago.
Sure.
And like, what a...
To your credit, I did look adorable in the second photo.
What a mistake. Silly me. And then when the shortlist for cutest babies of Geelong came out in the Geelong Advertiser, to my genuine shock, you were not somehow you were not included in the final.
We were all shocked, yeah. Tim. We were all shocked.
Today, I walk in, and it's not often I see a photo of a baby on a newspaper and I get furious. But look, I understand. It's an adorable little baby that was crowned Baby of the Year for 2024.
Little baby Navy.
Yeah, baby Navy. And it's hard. If you've seen the photo in the paper or on the website, it's a cute kid. There's a lot of other photos of these really cute babies and these really incredible stories. But like, you're adorable, and you're such a baby, Jess.
When is the photo shoot?
There was the prize. The cutest baby would get a complete professional photo shoot. I think
we do one on Monday.
I already spoke to the digital guy. Saying you want to be naked in a basket, and that's not going to fly.
The digital guy said he's happy to do it. I think, all right. Fine, I won't be naked. We can bundle me up in like a little... Still, I want to be in a big basket. Okay. But with lots of blankets.
We're going to have to get a dog bed for this, mate.
That's not my problem. You promised me a photo shoot.
No, I promised you an opportunity. And it seems it has... Again...
Our digital guy is ready and waiting with his camera.
Someone did say to me, they're like, oh, did you get confused? So like, Geelong was looking for its cutest baby. Did you think of Jess and you think of the biggest baby?
Wow.
Like a big wheel baby, just always having a sook, having a cry, throwing things out of the cot. And I was like, mate, I don't know. To me, they're the same.
Right.
So
yeah,
there's a chance that I did get confused. Look, you're cute
was
to me.
Was all of this just to make that joke?
No, Jess. That would have been a 3-week joke. I would not put in
as much effort as I would.
No.
For a terrible joke.
I thought it was for the biggest baby.
Right.
Biggest sook. Biggest
I think
cry we, baby sooky sooky la la.
We take some photos, some little baby portraits.
You keep bringing this back.
And then we send them to the Geelong Advertiser and ask for a redraw.
Yep. We say, put if this isn't on the front page in 2 weeks.
And I'll be tastefully nude. Stop.
I think you just want some tasteful nude photos. That's what I keep figuring out.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.